Goals you set are goals you get. So let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, sirs, ma'ams, instructors, students, parents, grandparents, cousins, uncles of Songam Taekwondo, welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast. This is episode number 33. I am your host, Senior Master Zach Hayden, and I am pleased to be back with you. We are going to be talking about goals today. I reached out to our insiders and asked them to tell us about their goals, so we're going to go through some of those today. But before that, I wanted to make sure that we hit smart goals. Years ago in the ATA, for those of you who've been around, we used to spend a month each, a couple times a year, actually, talking about goal setting. And now we weave it in with the different life skills that we talk about. And we always are still hitting that because goal setting is such a huge, important part of martial arts training. As you go through the belt ranks, getting those stripes, getting ready to test for new belts, and eventually achieving your big goal of becoming a first degree black belt and then beyond that. And we would talk about the acronym SMART goals. This is really important, something I still talk to my students about very regularly. The acronym SMART, and this is used in lots of business seminars, lots of trainings across the country, and different places use slightly different words for the acronym. But it all comes down to the same basic ideas when we're working on setting our goals. And setting our goals is so very important for us to be successful. Like I said in the intro, goals we set are goals we get. And martial arts is all about that. I think back for myself, if I hadn't set the goal of being a black belt, I wouldn't be here today. And then I would, after I got my black belt, at some point I set my goal and I said, you know what? I am going to be a master by the time that I'm 35. And I achieved that goal. So we want to make sure that we're setting goals. A goal is, a destination, something that we want to achieve. I talk to my students all the time and they say, that a goal is something that you want and you're willing to work hard for. If it's just something that you want, that's a dream. Okay. That's a wish. But if you're willing to work hard for it, it can be a goal. In Taekwondo, we talk about setting SMART goals. The S in SMART stands for specific. We always want to make sure that we're writing these goals down as being specific. So we're really talking about this now in November because you need to be spending November, December, start thinking about your goals for 2022. Map those out. Think about your short-term, your mid-term, your long-term goals. And as you're writing them down, make sure that you make them specific. Not I'm going to get my black belt. I'm going to get my black belt in June of 2022. Maybe that's the goal. Okay. My goal was I'm going to be a master by the time that I'm 35. That was a very specific goal. Okay. So we want to make sure that we have these goals that are very specific as we are writing them, and we want to write them down. Okay. Share them, write them down, make sure you've got them written. The M in SMART stands for motivating. We want to make sure that these goals are motivating for us. In the next couple episodes, we're going to be talking about these goal settings, making sure that we're building some strong habits to help us go into 2022, hitting the ground running and making sure that we're achieving all of those goals that we want to achieve there here in ATA Nation. So I'm going to bring up some tips that I have learned from an awesome book called Atomic Habits. And there's some things in there that help you deal with motivation, to help you make sure that you're staying motivated or just setting your goals up so that they're in the right motivation. You're setting the environment up for the right motivation. You're setting yourself up to be motivated to achieve those goals at the right time. So we've got to be specific. We have to be motivating. We have to make sure that our goals are achievable. Okay. Very important to make sure that you're setting achievable goals. If you say, hey, I'm going to start competing in tournaments and I'm going to be a world champion this year, maybe that's not the most achievable goal. Okay, it might be. You got to look at your division. You got to look at your work ethic. You got to look at the things going on in your life. Is that something that you can commit to right now? Is it a division that you are competitive in? You've got to make sure that it's an achievable goal. We also want to make sure that our goals are relevant. Okay. Do these goals make sense for where I am in my life, what I'm doing right now? I know for myself, as I was going through my senior mastership training, there were certain things that I had to back up off on a little bit because I'm in a different place in my life now than I was when I went for mastership. Okay. There were different things that I could do and couldn't do just because now I have two kids, I've got a wife, it's a whole much, a much different world for me. And so I need to look at what's relevant as I'm setting these goals. And then finally, we want to make sure our goals are trackable. I was a weird kid. Let me tell you that right now. I was a weird kid. I had a checkbook really early. My instructor likes to tell the story about me coming in as a young, you know, like 11 or 12 year old with my checkbook. I would always set these goals. I wanted a laptop. And back when I set the goal of getting my own laptop, laptops were like 2.5 inches thick. They weighed a ton and they cost like $2,000. And if this wasn't like a MacBook or something, people. And I set this goal. My parents said if I saved half the money, they would pay the other half. And so I made one of those little thermometer graph things that you see fundraisers do, and I drew it up and I put it on my door to my bedroom. And every time I would make some money from doing some jobs or whatnot, I would mark that I was a little bit closer. That's a trackable goal. You can see that you're getting closer to the goal. This is why martial arts is so great. Our belts are instant trackable goals. Okay. We see on our belt. Do I got one stripe, two stripes, three stripes? How many stripes do I have? Okay. That shows, am I closer to testing? Hey, I'm a yellow belt. That means that I'm closer to my goal of black belt than a white belt. Oh, I'm a red belt. Look how close I am to my goal. We've got to make sure our goals are trackable. So quick wrap up. We're really just brushing the surface of goals today. And we want to talk about making sure that they're smart. Are your goals specific? Are they motivating? Are they achievable? Are they relevant? Are they trackable? All right. Think about that. And let's get to some of your goals today.
Listener feedback.
I am Natalie Nyquist from Houston, and I'm a first-degree black belt. My goal for 2022 is to earn my red letters at Worlds in traditional weapons with the Gumdo as a second-degree black belt. And considering last year my right shoulder was paralyzed when a nerve was severed, and it took months for other muscles to compensate.
Looks like my audio cut off there, but what a great goal. Setting the goal to be get red letters at World Championships, working on that Gumdo. I love it. Thank you for sending that information. Let's go to another goal.
Hello, Senior Master Hayden and ATA Nation. This is Mr. Biagioli, fourth degree black belt with Limitless Martial Arts, located in Venice, Florida. Going into 2022, several goals on my list. One of my biggest martial arts goals for 2022 is focused on the ATA License Club that we just started up last month. I want to give back to the community as best I can. I want to build as many leaders as possible, and the only way to do that is to keep increasing my student base. Going into the first quarter, I'm looking at doubling my student base. Second quarter, I want to triple it, and I want to give back to as many people as we can here locally, and I want to develop as many leaders as possible.
There we go, ATA Nation. What a great goal. Changing lives, making sure that he's improving his community. And did you hear how specific that was? I love it. Okay, way to go. I love the goals these insiders are sending us. If you are not part of our ATA Nation insiders, you need to send me a text. Here's what you can do. Send me a text that says your biggest goal for 2022. Send that text to 260-250-3975. Let's hear your goals, and maybe we'll share them on the show next week. Let's go to another goal from an insider.
What's up, ATA Nation, and welcome back to another video. Today, we're going to be talking about my goals as a second degree in the tournament season of 2022. First of all, like I said, I am a second degree in South Carolina. And one of my goals is to be a district champ. And that is why I am practicing really hard and hoping that one day I will get the district champ. And I am also practicing for the world title. That's only if I get a district title. And I'm also going to be testing in December for the instructor test. That is why I'm studying really hard, practicing really strong, and never giving up. Even though when the challenges get tough, I never give up. And as always, until the next video, ATA Nation. Peace.
Oh, man. What a great goal from Mr. Sergio De La Vega. Way to go, sir. I love that. Setting some goals for district, for worlds. Here's what I want you to do, okay? Just like we talked about at the early part of the episode, make it specific. Okay. What do you want to get a district title in? What are you going to really focus on? Maybe it was one, maybe it's two, maybe it's three things. Okay. But we don't want to do too much right away. Maybe, really hone in that goal for 2022 and then expand from there. We always got to make sure we're being specific with our goals and make sure there's something motivating. I can tell in your voice that you are motivated to work hard for those goals that you set. Way to go. Keep it up. Okay, I love it. Let's go to another goal.
This is Charlene Becker, third degree black belt from Niceville, Florida. Thank you for inviting me to share my goals for 2022. Number one, I'll continue to train on the third degree black belt form so that I can compete. Number two, continue helping in classes, learning how to teach, encouraging students, and working towards instructor certification. Number three, attend more tournaments. Compete, judge, and timekeep. I can't wait. Thank you.
Miss Becker, excellent job. I love how you listed three specific goals there. Keep that up. Third degree form is a tough one. Okay. Really a great idea to break down some goals with that form and say, hey, I am going to work on, improving the balance maybe on my one-legged techniques, or really work on a goal that says I'm going to do my form X number of times to get ready for tournaments. I did that one year. One year I did my form 1,000 times. I would not suggest 1,000 for people. That's a lot. And I, it was that last day I was doing a lot of forms because I got behind a little bit, but I would definitely say repetitions of forms is a great way, an action step that you could take towards those goals. I love it, ATA Nation. I love all this listener feedback today. Let's get to, another goal out there.
Hello, Master Hayden. My goal for 2022 would be to be a first degree decided. To get my level one and level two legacy membership, and to get my level one and level two judging chevron.
That was from Ronald Allen. Great goals. I love those. Those were very specific. That's what I love about the SMART goals system. A lot of times we don't have them as specific, and you were very specific about making sure you got those legacy upgrades. You made sure you talked about your chevrons. Nice job. I'm sure you're going to do awesome on those goals. Way to go. Okay, let's see. You know what? I got so many of these. I'm going to save some for another episode. This is what I want you to do, ATA Nation. I would love to include you in the podcast. What you need to do is send me a text, 260-250-3975. And if you want, please send me your top goal for 2022. You can send it as a text, or even better, like the awesome ATA Nation insiders that were on today's show, send me a voice memo so I can play it on the show. Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to some upcoming events.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the upcoming events schedule is full of tournaments. If we look at our Class A's around the country, December 3rd and 4th, there are Class A's in both Texas and North Carolina. Class B tournaments in November. So it looks like November doesn't have any more Class A's. There's a Class B in Colorado on the 13th. There's a Class B in California on the 13th. That is Senior Master Barry's tournament out there with Pride Martial Arts. I saw they're having an outdoor tournament. How cool is that? Hopefully it's better. They have better stories than Chief Master Langren Lee in her episode about Eternal Grandmaster. If you didn't hear about that outdoor tournament, you need to go back and listen to that one. Looks like the 13th, also a tournament in New Jersey. And then also in Missouri, and November 20th, you can catch me at the tournament in Tecumseh, Michigan, hosted by Chief Master Sandoval. December 4th, there are two Class B tournaments, one in Arkansas, and one in, is that Arkansas? I think that's Arkansas. Yes. And then one in Fortville, Indiana. So make sure you check those out, Class A's, Class B's. Make sure you are training hard, setting those goals for your competition. Okay. You know, we've been talking all episode about setting SMART goals, being specific, motivating, achievable, relevant, trackable goals. What are you going to do for your tournament? Okay. Are you just going to show up that day and hope things go well? I hope not. Okay. I hope you're training. You're setting some goals on your training. In the next episode, we're going to go through some tips to help you build good habits. And good habits are going to help you achieve those goals. Practicing is a habit that helps me achieve the goal of becoming a world champion. Okay, I need to make sure that I'm building these habits that are supporting the goals that I have. Okay. And I'm not just saying this because I teach it. I'm saying this because this is what I have to work on as well. Okay. My goal is to be an eighth degree black belt. I just got my senior master title. My goal is to work to become a chief master. Okay. That's a long-term goal, because it takes years to do that, but it's about the short-term goals that we set now. Another goal for myself, I want to test in January for my yellow belt in the Gumdo system. That's a goal that I've got for myself. What are the habits that we are building to be successful in achieving these goals? We're going to talk about that next episode, but don't forget to message me, text me your big goal. Be part of the ATA Insiders crew. I send out texts, get some feedback from you guys. I'm looking to do some interviews with ATA Nation members as well. So make sure you text me, 260-250-3975. Join the Insiders. And ladies and gentlemen, until next episode, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
secret part. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that. It was a little different today. I wanted to use more listener feedback, get that audio in there. It's our first time doing it like this, so it's always a little scary doing something new. I would love your feedback. Let me know what you think of that. Was it too much? Was it not enough? Do you want us to do that more or less? Let me know. Okay, you guys, ATA Nation, we do this podcast for you. We want to make sure you enjoy it, make sure you share it, make sure you're learning from it, and it's helping you guys. So give me some feedback. Just text me. Let me know what you think. Okay, guys, stay tuned for next week's episode. It's going to be great. See you then.